Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The president to speak in Poland following his secret trip to Ukraine.
Biden needs to make the case why this war matters.
The Supreme Court takes up Section 230.
A case that could break the internet.
An arrest in the murder of an L.A. bishop.
Medina's the husband of Bishop O'Connell's housekeeper.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
And I'm Stephen Portnoy in Warsaw with the CBS World News Roundup. From the Royal Castle here in the Polish capital, President Biden is due to deliver a speech about America's continued commitment to Ukraine 1 year after the start of the Russian war. The president's remarks here come hours after Vladimir Putin delivered his annual State of the Nation address in Moscow. In a speech that ran nearly 2 hours, Putin railed against the West, accusing the U.S. and its allies of starting the war.
We were doing everything possible, really everything possible, to settle that problem by peaceful means.
The president's national security advisor responded in a call with reporters this morning.
There's a kind of absurdity in the notion that Russia was under some form of military threat from Ukraine or anyone else.
Jake Sullivan says Mr. Biden will say the allies are standing with Ukraine to preserve the international order. Dan Fried served under Bill Clinton as ambassador to Poland.
Putin is challenging us in the same way that Hitler did.
CBS's Charlie Daggett reports from the town of Kupiansk, less than 10 miles from Russian-held territory, where he depicts a grim existence a year into the war.
With the local economy in tatters, families struggle to afford food, relying on volunteers who serve one warm meal a day. For many people, it is the only one opportunity to get food, Valentina Chalaya says. We have no gas. We're being bombed. There were 8 missile attacks on our city the day before yesterday. Halina's house was destroyed. She came back to collect some belongings, warmer clothes. She's not staying.
Are you worried that the Russians may try to take Kupiansk again?
We hope that no, but we're afraid. It's very loud here. They are shelling, shelling, and shelling. Always they are shelling. Residents once again face a stark decision: evacuation and homelessness, or hunkering down to ride out the approaching storm.
President Biden's extraordinary train trip into and out of the war-torn country yesterday had him and a handful of aides in rail cars for roughly 20 hours, protected by dozens of security personnel. Deborah?
The Supreme Court is set to hear a case today involving Google and a couple whose 23-year-old daughter, the college exchange student, was killed in a terrorist attack at a restaurant in Paris in 2015. Beatriz Gonzalez and Jose Hernandez say the tech giant's YouTube served as a recruiting platform for ISIS. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Google's position is that they are not just some internet bulletin board where third parties post their homemade videos. People come to YouTube to use the search function, which relies on algorithms to give viewers choices of what else they can watch. Google maintains that it's a recommendation and not an endorsement.
At stake, Section 230, which dates back to 1996 before Google was founded and shields social media platforms from liability. From west coast to east, 22 states are under winter weather alerts. At least 4 could be in for blizzard conditions. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper reports.
We're used to snow in the Midwest, but when you hear advice like this from Margaret Anderson Kelleher, Minneapolis Director of Public Works, you know the snowfall is likely to be significant.
We also need people to do pre-planning. so that they are prepared to be able to stay in place for a couple of days, even through the weekend, is a possibility here.
She recommends having enough medication on hand and an alternative heat source in case the power goes out. School teacher Jenny Bauer in St. Anthony has been busy.
I'm filling up the car. I got groceries being delivered. My husband's getting gas for the snowblower.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
The vigil continues for 98-year-old Jimmy Carter.
Word that former President Jimmy Carter is now in home hospice care has brought a new rush of visitors and admirers to his small hometown of 500 people. Leanne Smith is his niece.
We've known it was coming, you know, and the outpouring is what I expect. You know, I've seen the respect and the people come into Plains.
Family members describe Mr. Carter as being at peace. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Plains, Georgia.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Police in Los Angeles have made an arrest in the murder of a beloved cleric. County Sheriff Robert Luna says the suspect, Carlos Medina, is the husband of Bishop David O'Connell's housekeeper.
Detectives were told by the tipster that they were concerned because Medina was acting strange, irrational, and made comments about the bishop owing him money.
The sheriff says Medina had done work around the bishop's home in Hacienda Heights. He was found dead in his bedroom Saturday. An 85-year-old woman in Fort Pierce, Florida, has been killed after she was attacked by a 10-foot alligator while she was walking her dog near a canal in a retirement community. Neighbors are weighing in.
You don't want to see anybody die, but she shouldn't maybe have gotten that close to the bank.
She must have come up on it. They will not chase you usually.
Witnesses say the woman tried to get her dog away from the alligator after it bit her, but the gator kept going and dragged her under the water. The dog survived. How'd you like to work 4 days and get paid for five? They've tried it out in the UK. Correspondent Vicky Barker has the results from London.
Business owner Joseph Dance was skeptical when asked to test a four-day work week.
Well, the numbers haven't lied. We have physically delivered more.
In all, 61 British businesses gave their workers a paid day off each week and recorded equal or improved productivity, as well as a drop in worker turnover and absenteeism. The trial ended in December, but 90% of the firms say they'll stick with that system for now. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
A couple in Los Angeles hoping to start a family is suing the maker of a specialized oil intended to keep embryos stable. The fertility clinic told them all of the embryos they'd stored had been damaged when they came into contact with Fujifilm Irvine Scientific's product. The company recalled 4 lots of its embryo culture oil last month. Mardi Gras has arrived in New Orleans. This is Fat Tuesday, and partiers are kicking it into high gear.
This has been one of the best seasons yet. Yeah.
Great weather. Everybody's happy to be here.
This is the last hurrah before Lent begins tomorrow.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A troubled lawmaker is explaining untruths.
He's under investigation by local, state, and federal lawmakers over suspected campaign finance violations. But New York Republican Congressman George Santos has gotten heat from everyday Americans for lying about a lot of his past.
Well, I've been a terrible liar.
That, to talk TV host Piers Morgan, is seemingly his first admission of straight-up lying instead of previously saying he was embellishing his resume or stating what he called false claims. He's now blaming the demands of politics.
It wasn't about tricking the people. This was about getting accepted by the party here local.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
You've just won the Daytona 500. What do you do with that big old trophy? Ricky Stenhouse Jr. lugged it into a Waffle House.
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Lou Delta Jeans posted the footage of Stenhouse wearing the company's camo jacket and a Waffle House paper crown. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.